Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. McCarran Farm Talk recently got an extension report from Burke County and Dan Folsky. They first talked about if any of the recent rains would have benefit for Burke County crops.
Well, everybody's appreciating it, but most of our crop is much more advanced this year than normal. A lot of the dry peas and even the hard wheat and durum are already harvested here. This might help the soybeans a little bit. I don't think it's going to suddenly make 30 or 40 bushel soybeans out of these 10 or 15 bushel fields, but at least it might help them from dropping any more.
Now, yeah, rain is good, obviously, for the soil, but 15 to 20 degrees cooler every day, highs in the, well, tomorrow, 60s, mostly 70s, and lows in the 50s. This has got to be good for the pod fill.
Yes, I would think these lower soil, lower temperatures conducted with this little rain should help them fill a lot better.
Yeah, for sure. All righty. You're the kind of epicenter of the flax world, especially the flax world of North Dakota. How's that crop this year?
It's really mixed. There is some very nice-looking flax out there, and there's a lot of it that is very short, very thin. Depends just a lot on if you had to work that soil ahead to before you planted it and dried it out a little bit more, or if you were able to get it in after we got some wet snow in the middle of April and got it started. It's really a mixed bag on the flax out there this year.
Again, that was Dan Folsky, the Burke County Extension Agent. This is Inside Agriculture.